Many of you know Axis deer is considered to be the best tasting venison on the planet. I've been hearing that for years. And that those deer cause some ecological harm. Well, Maui Nui Venison is bringing those Axis deer to the market. So you can get some fresh cuts and sticks shipped to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's M-A-U-I-N-U-I Venison.com. Use promo code MEATEATER for 20% off your order.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable, they're very fashionable, and I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Steve Ranella, Brody Henderson, Giannis Poutelis, Corinne Schneider, Chris Carlson, Ken Carlson, and Carmen Van Bianchi. Chris and Ken, this is your first time on the show, so how do you feel about playing trivia?
Very excited.
Okay.
Very
excited. I'm just about wetting myself over.
Really? Wetting yourself, you're scared or you're excited?
A little bit of both.
Okay. How do you think you'll do on this?
I've never seen it done, so I don't know what kind of questions you're whipping out here.
All right.
We'll see.
Carmen, same goes for you. How do you think you're going to do on Meat Eater Trivia?
I have no idea. I've played along a couple times.
How do you normally do?
Well, it depends on the type of questions that are going. I'm not real strong on any sort of history stuff, but if there's some bio ones, then I can do okay.
You played along from home.
Yes.
And kept score.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
If you're not familiar, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. And the stat of the week this week, we're updating the Meat Eater Trivia Donation Tracker. We just surpassed $22,000, and with every penny going towards conservation.
Woo-hoo. Oh, you know what? If I win today, I'm donating to Carmen's nonprofit.
What is that nonprofit?
Anybody that doesn't donate to Carmen's nonprofit is a dick.
What is that?
There you go.
Wow, laying it out already.
Wow.
Carmen, can you tell us about what that nonprofit is?
Yeah, so it's Home Range Wildlife Research, and we sort of have three pillars where we're doing research. Right now, it's lynx and wildfire research. Mm-hmm. We have field skills training courses for young bios that want to get some experience, maybe learn how to snowmobile before they're having to do it on the fly on the job. And then we've got a community science component as well. We're doing some bear work and utilizing our local community to help us figure out what's going on with bears in our trash.
That's great. Now, the show has spread that $22,000 across 26 different nonprofits, with the most common recipients being TRCP, the National Wild Turkey Federation, Howl.org, and the Meat Eater Land Access Initiative. At this pace, by the end of 2023, the show will have given over $50,000 to conservation. Now, we have some housekeeping to get to. In a previous game of trivia, we had a question about what word describes a man-made stack of rocks that's used to mark trails or graves. The correct answer was cairn, but several listeners wrote in to ask if Inukshuk would also work. Inukshuk, which is a word I'd never heard of, is defined as a figure made of piled stones or boulders constructed to communicate with humans in the Arctic. Basically, it's the Inuit version of a cairn, so I'd count that as a correct answer.
yeah, okay.
What do you got?
Steve, I was wondering last time, are you the kind of person that when you're walking along a stream and you see one of those things that someone built, you kick it over?
On a stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Marking a fishing hole thing?
I don't, when you're entering an alpine area and you're trying, and they're trying to prevent people from dispersing all across, alpine tundra, and it's meant to be like, here's the trail. Let's keep traffic confined. I'm all for that. But just people piling up rocks.
Recreational cairns. Yeah.
But are you the kind of person that where you see where some kids made a sandcastle that you stomp on it?
No, not kid stuff. But I don't like those ones you see along creeks and rivers.
My wife was disappointed when we talked about cairns that I didn't tell the story of we were in Canyonlands National Park, and it was a spot on the hike where it's pretty interpretive. And there were hundreds of cairns around, and I started kicking them over because I was annoyed that folks were just building them, and you're not supposed to. Yeah. She said, at one point, I even said, take that, hippies, when I kicked them over. We got back.
I like you even more now.
Well, we got back to the trailhead, and there was a sign that said, the cairns mark the trail. So I was actually the evil dude.
I still like him.
I was the jerk. Those were meant to be there.
Take that, hippies.
You know, man, I got you a present that you're not going to believe.
Okay.
I wasn't going to tell you, then I thought, well, I'll just tell him when I give it to him, but I'm so excited. This is like when I proposed to my wife, I was going to make a plan, but as soon as I got the ring, I just said it because I was going to be like a fiesta theme. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Mm.
But instead,
what was the plan for your wife?
I hadn't really thought it through. As soon as I got the ring, I just asked her.
Okay.
I thought, well, I'll take the ring home and hide it, and I'll think of something.
Yep.
But I just we got a little drunk that night, and I just did it. But
that's the way to do it.
I got you a hell of a present.
Okay.
I found you. I'm going to bring it to you and give it to you.
Uh-huh.
A pretty good hunk. Like, it's big around, like the size of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut your fingers off, wide. Maybe 4 or 5 inches tall, jet black petrified wood.
Oh, that's great. From where?
Mexico. Jet black.
Oh, beautiful.
Like it was burned?
Yeah. I believe that what you'll be holding when you hold it, this is our interpretation of
dinosaur bone.
No, I think that it was a burnt, I think a tree burnt and got petrified.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds like a chunk of coal to me. That's like something Chris would give out.
Yeah, I don't think it's coal, man.
No, you can't break. It's too hard for that, right?
No, it's not coal. I hope I'm not giving them a hunk of coal. But the more I looked at it, I think it's legit, but I'm going to show it to him. He can throw it in his little rock tumbler or something.
Great.
Probably from when the big meteor hit and made the dinosaurs.
The Chicxulub strike?
Yeah, that's the one.
The Southwest has very pretty petrified wood. They have a lot of different colors. There's some that are opalized. You have the straight black like you're talking. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
You're in for a real treat when I give this to you.
We also had Jake Diebel, among others, write in with feedback about Steve's homunculus. The issue with Steve's use that the homunculus has nothing to do with memory, but rather your motor or sensory cortex. Homunculus, which is Latin for little person, is a term referring to a distorted human figure that represents how much area of the cerebral cortex is devoted to a particular body location. For example, the cortical homunculus has large lips but a tiny back because your lips are much more sensitive to touch than your back. Therefore, there is a larger portion of your brain devoted to the stimulus coming from your lips than your back.
This guy doesn't know my homunculus.
You know, I've heard this from other folks, but I didn't want to correct you because I like the use so much. Your version is much cooler than
You just said the word means little person.
Sure.
But there used to be a belief, and I still believe it, that there is a little person that lives in you.
Okay. I'll try to track this down.
And mine has his own information.
That's good. That's far better than the Latin one. The Shelby Index for this round of trivia is a 3.5, so our winner should get 7 correct answers. And with that, we're on to the game of trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Question 1. The topic is cooking, and this is multiple choice. Which of these phrases gets Googled the most in America? Is it salmon recipe, catfish recipe, trout recipe, or crab recipe? Which of these phrases gets Googled the most in America? Is it salmon recipe, catfish recipe, trout recipe, or crab recipe? Some quick answers for most of the room. Steve with no answer quite yet. Your four choices: salmon, catfish, trout, or crab. Steve, what do you think your chances are on this one?
25%.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Brody, you were quick to draw. You know this one?
I'm higher than 25.
I think I do. Okay. I know it's one of two.
Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying salmon, Corinne saying salmon, Chris saying catfish, Brody saying salmon, Ken saying salmon, Giannis saying salmon, and Carmen saying catfish. The correct answer is salmon.
Ooh, perfect game so far.
The room did pretty well.
Perfect game.
The phrases catfish recipe, trout recipe, and crab recipe all get Googled about 100,000 times each month. The phrase salmon recipe gets Googled about 1 million times each month. It's the most Googled recipe in states like Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and New Jersey. But instead of going to Google, those folks should go to themeateater.com and check out Danielle Pruitt's recipe called the best grilled salmon.
Yeah, he's a company man. He was even telling me how he's a company man.
Yeah, we recently added text exchange, and I told Steve I'm a company man.
I mean, you find new ways to do it. That was impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah,
question two. The topic is hunting. What country has the world record for a non-typical mule deer?
Oh.
What country has the world record for a non-typical mule deer? What was that word?
This is so weird.
Frustration.
This is so weird.
I was going to say.
I know the answer.
Uh-huh. What about your homunculus?
No, my kid.
Ooh.
He had to pick a research topic at school, and we had to look up a couple things. His research topic was mule deer.
Okay.
So he had like these little questions, and I had to look one up. I happened to look this up.
I have
got
a
lucky is what you're saying.
I think you could have done this one in multiple choice, and it would have been just as fun.
Yeah. Answer? If not, even better. I agree.
What country has the world record for a non-typical mule deer? Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Canada. Corinne saying New Zealand.
New Zealand, North America. Canada.
Brody saying U.S. Ken saying Canada. Giannis saying Canada. And Carmen saying Canada.
See, look, I cross it out.
The correct answer is Canada.
I decided to be contrarian.
Well,
he had no idea. He cut a track, was following it, and then ran into a moose track and thought, man, I should probably follow that moose track. Then he got to thinking, I don't have that long, and moose tend to cover ground pretty quick. I'm just going to stay with my deer tracks. I'm afraid I'll never catch up with the moose.
That's great.
Caught up with it, saw it, and thought, wow, that looks like a big buck. And shot it.
Your son's going to do recent? Okay on this book
no,
report, huh?
A while ago. What's that?
Your son's going to do okay on this report, huh?
Yeah, he... I'll have to talk you off the air about
The two biggest mule deer in the world have been killed in Canada. One was a 355-inch buck killed in 1926 in Alberta. The other was a 339-inch buck killed in British Columbia in 1890. The biggest mule deer ever killed in America was 330 inches, which is third in the world. The biggest mule deer ever killed in Mexico was 252 inches, which is 354th in the world.
That's net. No,
correct.
What's it called?
That'd be gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
What's the one that comes after?
Oh, really? Net. Those aren't net numbers?
Well, for non-typical, you'd be getting your gross number.
Oh.
There's no way a bigger one than that hasn't come out of Mexico. Shells, look at those ones Jay Scott's been getting down there. They're bigger than that.
They probably don't have the Wisconsin 250? Culture.
Yeah,
the Wisconsin culture of entering in the Boone and Crockett record book. Question three. The topic is wildlife. This is our listener question of the week, which was won by Thomas Garcia. For sending this great question, Thomas is going to get a signed book by Stephen Ranella. If you want a chance to win our listener question of the week, then send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What animal causes the most power outages in the United States?
Mm.
This is how specific I expect you to be. If you thought the answer was white-tailed deer, which it's not, you could just write deer. What animal causes the most power outages in the United States? A lot of quick answers in the room. Steve's still thinking. Yanni, you got this one?
I don't know if my...
Did Brody write quick or write slow?
I didn't notice.
There's a lot of choices here.
I might be too vague.
I wrote quick because Spencer said we could be.
Hold on, well, can you give me that little bit again about specificity?
If you think the answer is white-tailed deer, you can just write deer. That's as specific as you need to be.
You just gave the answer right.
What animal causes the most power outages in the United States? Does everybody have an answer?
Oh, man. Let's hurry. No, I would change my answer after that explanation.
Steve's made the room nervous. You ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying squirrel. Corinne saying Canada goose. Chris saying squirrel. Brody saying birds. Ken saying squirrel. Giannis saying birds. Carmen saying raptors. The correct answer is squirrels.
Oh man, the Woodyard Boys.
I was going to go to birds after he did that.
I said
that.
Gray squirrel.
Gray but squirrel. No, because his little tidbit there, birds wouldn't work, man.
Well, in the record
you had
keeping,
it down like a family, right?
In the record keeping, here's what it is. Since 2019, squirrels have caused nearly 1,300 power outages. That's nearly twice as many as birds, which are second on the list. In third place is snakes. In fourth place is raccoons.
Snakes.
And in fifth place is rats. Other animals on the list include cats, weasels, jellyfish, foxes, and frogs.
How does a snake climb up there and cross some wires?
That's right. I think there's been many photos in the last decade that have gone viral of snakes that have been stuck
on a transformer.
And then he like gets himself laid over the...
Yep. I'd heard at one point that they were like hunting birds up there or something. And that's what causes problems.
That's an industrious snake, man.
Jellyfish.
I don't buy it.
Don't ask me to explain that one. I don't know.
That's someone threw a jellyfish up on a wire.
Question four. The topic is public lands. Located in California, this is the tallest mountain in the lower 48. No one with an answer quite yet. Located in California, this is the tallest mountain in the lower 48. Corinne and Giannis got this one. No one else has created an answer quite yet.
I know it.
Steve's homunculus working hard, pulling strings. Located in California, this is the tallest mountain in the lower 48. Yanni, you got this one.
Pretty sure.
Corinne, you got this one? Okay.
I need 5 minutes.
Hold 5 minutes. We got to have some interesting filler content for 5 minutes. Phil, how much can you talk about Pokemon for 5 minutes?
Well, I'm sitting next to Brody, so I don't think I want to even
within
start.
Reaching distance.
He'll make it 60 seconds and then get stabbed.
If you can work a clue into it, you can talk about Pokemon all day.
Again, located in California.
Well, I know what it is. Just give me a second.
This is the tallest mountain in the lower 48. Brody, do you have this one?
No, but I'm enjoying Steve squirm over there.
I know it, dude. I know it. So,
literal squirming going on.
What do you think about this? Should we consider adding trapping as another vertical to Meat Eater?
That would help me a lot.
I'll tell you this. We have a trapping question coming up later.
Oh, I figured.
Steve, how we doing?
He looks like he's in pain.
I am. I'm physically in pain. I know the answer.
So is this like a one peak, one name of one place, or
yes?
See, I got.
I don't
nothing.
Even know if mine's in California.
I got nothing, man.
It's like called.
Does everybody have an answer?
You're just giving Steve more time because none of us know.
Steve, we're about 10 seconds away from Phil talking Pokemon.
Tone it down.
8, 7, 6.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's a location in Pokemon called Mount Moon, and that's not the answer.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We've got Steve saying, what's that say?
I'm not the only one.
It's some shit like Snowcrest or Buttercup or something like that.
Corinne saying Mount Tam.
I just made a joke. I have no clue.
Chris doesn't have an answer. Brody saying Mount Shasta. Ken without an answer. Giannis saying Whitney. And Carmen saying Shasta. The correct answer is Mount Whitney. Oh, Yanni got it.
Close.
Never heard of it.
I wasn't even close. You perfect game, Yanni?
Never heard of it.
No.
Despite being the tallest mountain in the lower 48, Mount Whitney is shorter than 10 different mountains in Alaska. Its elevation is 14,500 feet, which is 65 feet taller than the lower 48's next biggest mountain, Colorado's Mount Elbert.
Hmm. That's a good question.
Question five.
I want to clarify something. You know, I was like squirming, saying I knew it. I didn't know it.
Okay. Very honest of you. Question five. We'll get a scoreboard update from Phil the Engineer after this. This next great question comes to us via Bradley Gates. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia at themeateater.com. What is the phenomenon that describes how an arrow's path differs from a bow's aim point? What is the phenomenon that describes how an arrow's path differs from a bow's aim point? The room is thinking hard. Steve and Corinne have answers. Brody coming up with one. Again, the question is, what is the phenomenon that describes how an arrow's path differs from a bow's aim point? Steve, you got this one?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably.
This is question five. The topic is hunting. Yanni, how you feeling?
50-50?
Okay.
Brody's just sitting over like a little lump on a log today.
No, man, I'm having a rough day. I just want to leave.
Again, this is the phenomenon that describes how an arrow's path differs from a bow's aim point. Does everybody have an answer?
No. Sorry. I know I've heard this word from my husband, but
Steve's looking cocky over there.
No, I'm not. I don't think I got it.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Archer's Paradox. Corinne saying minutes of angle. Chris saying parallax. Brody saying trajectory. Ken saying trajectory. Giannis saying Archer's Paradox. Carmen without an answer.
No, she has O.
Yeah.
O.
No.
The correct answer is Archer's Paradox.
Ooh, man, Yanni.
I was in a range.
That's not the same as trajectory?
Most think that the Archer's Paradox is the bending of an arrow. But the reality is that bending is how an arrow overcomes the archer's paradox. This is why it's important for bow hunters to have an arrow that has the correct spine for their setup. Phil, we're halfway through the game of trivia. Give us a scoreboard update.
With 1 point apiece, we have Carmen, Corinne, and Brody Henderson.
Wow, Brody, holy shit.
He's sunk to my level.
Spence, he's not even index.
Yeah. Gonna have to work hard to hit the Shelby index here.
Chris has 2 points, Ken has three, and Steve and Giannis are tied in first place with 4 points.
Man, the guests are doing good.
Anyone's game.
We haven't even thrown them their bone yet.
Oh, you haven't thrown the bone yet?
Question six, the topic is woodsmanship.
O'Reilly Auto Parts are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. If you're confused about what part you need, like what wipers are going to be the best, what replacement headlights are going to be the best, go into O'Reilly and talk to the people that work there because they're great and they're super friendly and they'll get you squared away where you walk out knowing you got the right thing. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. Do you need your windshield wipers replaced? You need a brake light fixed? You need some quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/MeatEater. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/MeatEater. Hey man, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if you've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. So, when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, well, what's the catch? But it turns out there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/meateater. That's mintmobile.com/meateater. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/meateater.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, I'm just coming back not too long ago from youth turkey season in Wisconsin. Now, last year at youth turkey season, it rained and snowed the whole time. This year at youth turkey season, it was in the 70s and even up to 80. So me and my kids are pouring it to it. And after a while, I realized they didn't drink anything all day and they haven't drank anything all day. Well, that's why it's important to get hydrated and have something you're going to like to help you, encourage you to get hydrated. Doesn't matter. Outdoor events, turkey hunting, playing sports, beach days, mountain adventures. Summer requires extraordinary hydration that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. I'll say that again. Hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and you use code MeatEater at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code MeatEater at liquidiv.com.
What do you call the valuable outgrowth on a tree in which the grain is deformed with knots? What do you call the valuable outgrowth on a tree in which the grain is deformed with knots? Quick answers from every person in the room. This may be a 7 for 7. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. You got Steve saying burl, 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 burl. Everybody got it. The correct answer is burl or burr.
Carmen did something I'm not comfortable with.
That. I did a quick spelling correction.
She did a quick spell correction, but I feel that any kind of thing of like altering an answer like that is not. That's like a warning. But don't mess with your answer.
What was the spelling you had?
She corrected the spelling. But she could have done any number. She could have done any number of manipulations.
All right, I'll keep it clean.
Yeah.
Burls are often the result of some sort of stress, such as an injury, disease, or fungus. They are sought after by woodworkers because of their unique colors, swirls, and textures. Pat Durkin covered the subject of tree burr poachers in a 2021 article on themeateater.com called Black Market Burl, the Underworld of Illegal Timber Heists.
That's good.
There's a nice Buck Bowden Burl Bowl right behind you, Spencer.
Huh. Yeah, I would talk about that. Oh, did you hear about that mouse that was living in that bowl?
I didn't know he was living in the bowl. Is that determined? That was his home range?
That's where I saw him. He's up there messing around.
I thought he was caught.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Okay.
I didn't think they should have trapped him. They should have just left him alone.
Question 7. The topic is trapping. 3 states have a bobcat population over 200,000. Name one of them.
Oh.
3 states have a bobcat population over 200,000. Name one of those states. Very confident, Steve.
Very cocky.
Carmen, do you think you're going to get this one?
Nope.
Okay.
Come on, Carmen. I think you are. Corinne, I think you are too.
This is when you
throw
the bone.
This is the bone for Carmen, so I feel bad.
Oh, no.
I feel bad if she doesn't get this.
This is not a bone.
3 states have a bobcat population over 200,000. Name one of those states. Does everybody have an answer?
Yeah, I can't change because I saw yours, so I'm not going to do it. All right, let's go.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying California, Corinne saying Arizona, Chris saying Nebraska, Brody saying California, Ken saying New Mexico, Giannis saying California, Carmen saying Arizona. Nobody got it.
No!
What?
No!
The what? Three states are Florida,
what?
Georgia,
what?
And Texas.
What?
Oh, I was gonna guess Texas.
I can
almost
see.
Thought Texas.
I almost
the rest of you, though, were like in the top 10. I think all the states you mentioned were in the 60,000 range. So not quite 200,000.
Florida has 200,000.
Just crawling with them.
These numbers are based on a 2010 article in the Journal of Fish and Wildlife Management. They estimate that there are 300,000 bobcats in Texas and Florida.
Wow.
And 200,000 bobcats in Georgia. It's estimated that there are about 3 million bobcats in America, which means those three states contain 25% of the country's population.
That's remarkable because it's like in that thickly... like densely vegetated stuff. It must just be that they're just there. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Got a lot of food down there.
I just picture them like,
I
you
was
know.
Thinking down that way. I was trying to pick, you know, like Alabama, Georgia. I was there. The thing is, we're all thinking of Western cats. That's your high dollar cats. That's where everybody quality wants to trap cats. Nebraska. Them cats aren't worth much. They're not quality fur cats.
So the question is flawed.
Well, no, I'm just going to say you wouldn't think of it because people don't brag about trapping cats in those states.
If he said low dollar cats.
Yes.
I would have been there. Florida. I've thought about it across my
so
mind.
So much of Florida is covered in parking lots, though, and shit like that.
Well, there's a lot of wild. A lot of swamp, though. A lot
urban
of feed.
Cats.
They got easy vittles year-round.
This is from 2010.
That's from a 2010 article in the Journal of Fish and Wildlife Management.
Oh, that's great.
Question 8, the topic is fishing.
Dated.
This next great question comes to us via Matthew Baca. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. This fishing brand, which used to be known as the Zero Hour Bomb Company, invented the world's first spin cast reel in 1949. This fishing brand...
Brody.
Which used to be known as the Zero Hour Bomb Company, invented the world's first spin cast reel in 1949. Very quick answer from Brody and Steve.
Oh, I'm sitting here with a large smile.
Okay.
You might notice.
You got this one? This is question 8, and we will get a scoreboard update after this.
Is Yanni doing a Lavian smirk right now? I feel like
we don't have to spell perfectly, do we?
Because I don't have to spell.
No,
right.
No spelling. I can't tell the difference. Sometimes a shit-eating grin and a Lavian smirk, I can't tell them apart.
They're different.
Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying Zebco, Corinne without an answer, Chris saying Shimano, Brody saying Zebco, Ken saying Daiwa.
Yeah. I know.
Yana saying Zebco, Carmen without an answer. The correct answer is Zebco.
No.
The brand changed its name from Zero Hour Bomb Company to Zebco in 1956. This was after a reel was sent to the White House for President Eisenhower and confiscated by security. The bomb squad took the package and threw it into a tub of water, not realizing that Zero Hour Bomb Company made fishing gear.
So they thought that a bomb company had mailed him a bomb.
And put on the package, Zero Hour Bomb
Were they
company.
Always a fishing company? Or
no,
is that
they actually...
Like,
world,
like, does that name come from, like, some World War II? Like...
Yeah, so they used to make, like, small bombs for
right.
oil rigs
okay.
when folks were prospecting. And then they had a politician from Texas that saw a deli counter guy who was pulling the number tickets... out of like a little can, mm-hmm. and then he thought, oh, that's something that maybe a fishing company could make. So he went to the Zero Hour Bomb Company. They made the first one, and the rest is history.
You lost me.
This politician saw at a deli counter how he was pulling tabs from a little bottle, right? Like how it was, you know what I'm talking about? Can you picture
it? Yeah, like you pull a number.
And that made him think,
like at the DMV or at a butcher shop. Yeah.
That made him think, maybe that could apply to a fishing reel. So then he went to the Zero
oh, like
Hour
that apparatus.
Bomb. That's right. He went to the Zero Hour Bomb Company, asked them to make something, and they actually messed around. One of the first prototypes was made of a beer can.
I think it's interesting how they went with like a combination of an abbreviation and an acronym to come up with the new name.
Zebco from Zero Hour Bomb Company.
And then, because then they got rid of the H.
It works.
It's like, well, let's just take out, like, you know, 80% of the letters. Bam!
Phil, we have two questions left. Give us a scoreboard update.
With 2 points apiece, Corinne and Carmen have been eliminated from the game.
Oh. You said that kind of mean, Phil. Yeah.
As well as Chris and Brody.
Oh!
Who have Brody's 3 points out? Apiece. Yep,
this has never happened.
Chris and Brody have three, but they're
it happened once before. I had a real bad game once before.
Once, just once. Each time it happens, Steve declares
no,
it's
no,
never
no.
happened.
No, I've been eliminated. This is the late elimination.
Okay. What's the rest
eight?
Of the leaderboard?
Ken, Giannis, and Steve are still in the game. Ken has 4 points. Steve and Giannis are tied with six.
Okay.
Question
nine. The topic is cooking. What is the maximum number of Michelin stars a restaurant can get? What is the maximum number of Michelin stars a restaurant can get? Brody and Steve with quick answers.
I thought Brody's out.
Well, yeah, but I'm playing for funsies.
I should have watched you write, because I bet if I saw you write the number, I would know what number.
I did extra strokes.
Corinne, also with a quick answer. Corinne, are you going to get this one right?
Back and forth between two
options. Giannis, how you feeling?
Oh, well, I mean.
Looking for the maximum number of Michelin stars a restaurant can get. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Steve saying three, Corinne saying four, Chris saying five, Brody saying three, Ken saying five, Giannis saying three, and Carmen saying four. The correct answer is three. Here is the Michelin scale. 1 star means, quote, it's a very good restaurant in this category. 2 stars means, quote, it has excellent cooking worth a detour. And 3 stars means, quote, it has exceptional cuisine worth a special journey.
Do you know that it actually is? It's
the tire company.
Yeah, the tire company. They were trying to like promote, you know.
What a great
scam. Once upon a time, they were trying to like promote driving.
Yeah.
They're real stingy with those 3-star ratings.
Oh, yeah. Just to hold a star is astounding.
Mm-hmm. Have you eaten at many Michelin restaurants?
I have. No, not many. A couple times I have.
Did it hold up? Was it worth the hype? Worth a special journey?
We ate at one together, didn't we? Wasn't that a 3-star?
Cezanne, right? They had or multiple or three. Yeah.
I'd say that was pretty special.
And doesn't like French Laundry have? Yeah, I've been there.
Phil?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
Because there's so much sort of, there's so much.
Pomp?
Yeah, yeah. But like when we ate at one, we kind of ate at one sort of like in a friend scenario, and it made it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Phil, we have one question left. Give us a scoreboard update.
2 players left in the game are Steven Ranella and Giannis Poutelis with 7 points apiece.
Okay.
It's tied up. Question
10. The topic is hunting. This next great question comes to us via Dakota Bolton. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com.
This is my vertical of expertise, Steve.
Drake hooded mergansers, Drake redheads, and Drake northern shovelers all have this eye color. Drake hooded mergansers, Drake redheads, and Drake northern shovelers all have this eye color. I'm sensing the same amount of confidence from Giannis and Steve coming up with an answer, which seems like, what do you boys think? 70%?
50. I have two colors.
Should have had this
head.
Sooner. All I know is Giannis has a very good track record in overtime.
Okay.
Thank
Steve,
you.
How you feeling about this?
Not great. Not great.
Again, looking for the eye color of hooded mergansers, redheads, and northern shovelers when it comes to Drakes. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and.
Oh, can I modify it real quick? No, I don't need to.
Go ahead and reveal your answers.
Oh, we are different.
We
There's
have
gonna
Steve
be a winner.
Saying yellow.
Unless we both get them
Corinne
wrong.
Corinne saying yellow. Chris saying red. Brody saying yellow.
The
Ken
room
saying
split.
Red. Giannis saying red. And Carmen saying red. One of you is the winner. The correct answer is yellow.
Ah!
Giving Steve eight
won.
Correct answers.
Yeah.
And the
red.
Victory.
Not hooded.
Northern shovelers
that
are the
awesome.
Only puddle duck with yellow eyes. It's far more common in diving ducks. In addition to all the ones listed, ring-necked ducks, scups, and of course, golden eyes all have yellow eyes.
Steve, I'm giving my money. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What happens next is you get to choose where the $500 donation goes, which you've already teased. So what's it going to be?
My donation will go to Are you able to take where you, you know, you don't, when someone donates money, and it has to go to a specific category? Is that too annoying for you?
Oh, it can go to a, you, we'll take it. However.
No, I'll do general funds.
Okay.
I was going to make it specific to your snowmobile problem.
Oh.
So they're the Home Range Wildlife Research. Home Range Wildlife Research has a problem right now where they're doing their operation on 25-year-old snowmobiles. They need to upgrade. They're trying to upgrade to like 10-year-old used snowmobiles. I was going to earmark my $500 donation for Home Range Wildlife Research. I was going to earmark it for snowmobiles, but I don't want to be burdensome. So it's just for the general slush fund.
I like it.
Thank you.
Well for done, the, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
Carmen, thank you for coming. Ken, Chris, thank you for coming. Hope you enjoyed Meat Eater Trivia. Join us next time for more of the only game show where conservation always wins.
Yoo-hoo. Thanks, Spencer.
This show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. It is a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that they need and that meets them where they are and helps them get through challenges. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible. It's simple to use. You can connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable, they're very fashionable, and I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.